If it's happening outdoors, it's happening right here on Fox 103. The Outdoor Show has it all. Tune in for tips, tricks, stories, and how-tos. The Outdoor Show with Adam Carpenter and your friends at today's new hit country, Fox 103.
Well, here we go with another dog training tip on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back, Bob Ross from Top Gun Kennels.
Well, thank you for having me back.
And last time, when we had a dog training tip, you mentioned that we were going to talk about the trained retrieve. I think a lot of people are anxious to hear what you mean by that.
Well, you know, the old word for the trained retrieve used to be a forced retrieve. Now, those who know me know that I'm not a real politically correct person anyway. I say it how it is. But forced retrieve is the wrong concept. It, again, gives you the wrong thought in your mind.
Okay.
You're training this dog.
So we're talking about semantics here.
And yeah.
And basically, how you're thinking about something is misleading because of the label it's been given.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, there is some discomfort when you're training the dog to retrieve. But there's discomfort when you're teaching the dog to come, too, when you're pulling on that lead. The difference is how much discomfort you give there. It is like any training we do with dogs. The forced retrieve or the trained retrieve is a long process. It's not a two-week thing. It may be a month thing, and it may be a two-month thing, depending on how much you work the dog and how much the dog can take. I mean by that, by how much concentration the dog has, not by how much physical pain the dog can handle, but how much he can concentrate. Dogs are like people.
Yes.
They can only focus for so long. And it's got to be a daily thing. It has to be done 2 and 3 times a day, as long as the dog can handle that thought process.
Okay.
We're not talking about pain here. We're talking about concentration. And the thing that you as an owner have to decide, is that something you want? Are you happy if the dog just finds a bird and shows you where it's at? Are you happy with that? If you're a duck hunter, probably not.
No.
Are you happy with the dog picking up the bird, bringing it halfway, and dropping it? Are you happy with that? If you're happy, then you're good. You're probably not happy if the dog goes over and has the bird for dinner. That you're probably not happy with.
That really isn't going to make many people happy.
No. So when those things happen, then you need to go to the trained retrieve.
Okay. And this is a specific technique mm-hmm. that you're talking about.
And you can do nothing else during that time. You can't teach the dog to come when he's called. He should already have done that. You can't shoot birds over the dog until you get to the end of the trained retrieve. You can't teach the dog to sit and stay or whoa if it's a pointing dog. Mm-hmm. Should have already done that.
Mm-hmm.
It should already have 2 hunting seasons at least over its belt so that it knows what birds are all about.
So you're saying, that's interesting, because that's the first time I've ever heard that. You're saying a trained retrieve, the actual process of teaching that, should not be attempted till after 2 seasons?
That's right. That's really my opinion. Now, there are other opinions out there that differ.
Okay. Wouldn't you agree, though, that there are probably exceptions to that rule?
Absolutely are.
Okay.
There's exceptions to dogs that are ready to be finished up in the pointing world, too, at a younger age.
Okay.
Basically, you don't finish them till after they're 2.
Okay.
But there are exceptions to that rule.
Exceptional dogs, for instance.
Absolutely. or out of need.
Okay.
If you're a goose hunter or a duck hunter, and you got a ton of money in this dog for purchase to whatever, and he's a year and a half old and he's still not retrieving, you probably have a problem.
Certainly.
And then you need to deal with it at that point. Okay. It's not something that you can say, well, we'll just keep going and maybe he'll come, because that's what you got him for.
The process of trained retrieve, by the way, does that include a hard mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does. It'll take care of a hard mouth.
All right. Well, Bob, anything else you want to add about this at this point?
Nope. Just if you have any questions, just give me a call at 906-361-6924.
Bob Ross from Top Gun Kennels. And what are we going to talk about next time?
I think we're going to talk about what is a finished dog. That's a flush dog or a pointing dog. What does it mean to have a finished dog?
Okay. That'll be your next dog training tip. This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.